craft beer lovers, welcome to the Hop and Barrel Happy Hour. I'm Justin.
And I'm James.
And we're here tonight with Alyssa Kelly, our social media influencer extraordinaire, and producer Casey. I guess I can say that. I'm sorry. You just looked at me and it was so commanding and I got lost
what?
In my words.
Yeah, I'm here.
The Hop and Barrel Happy Hour is brought to you by the Blind Ninja Studios in beautiful River Falls, Wisconsin. Before we get started, we'd like to give a shout out to the Black Belt patrons. Andy Thompson, Bjorn, Brian Jones, Devin Stinson, Phil Philbin, and Hop and Barrel Brewing Company. You can support Blind Ninja Studios on Patreon at patreon.com/blindninjastudios or by following the patron link in the bottom of the blindninjastudios.com homepage. This is episode 26, which includes news and updates about Hop and Barrel Brewing for July 2023. So, let's crack open a beer. Nice. That works. James, what are you pouring for us today?
Today I am pouring our new Hazy Valley Hazy IPA.
Oh, a returning favorite. We got a little bit of updates as you pour glasses.
All right. So the Tales from the Tap Room. If you have been in Hop and Barrel, you probably have seen Doc. And if not, you're going to want to get to know him because he's there all the time.
What can you tell us about Doc?
Yeah, well, let me tell you, if he's not classified as a regular, I don't know who is because he meets the definition hardcore. So there's five things you need to know about Doc. First of all, Doc keeps the lights on. And what I mean by that is he says that he drinks enough to pay to keep the lights on. Second of all,
I mean, he's not wrong.
Back in January, I did a full-on Hop and Barrel recap, so kind of like a Spotify recap, but it was more on what are Doc's top five beers. And if you don't know how much Doc drinks, let me tell you, in the 5 years that we've been open, Doc has had probably around 2,000 hops recorded. So when you get hops, it's per purchase, per beer, pretty much. But he won't record it if it's under $5. Mm-hmm. So it's well over that. It's probably double that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, there's just a lot of beer behind that. Third of all, wrestling is his holiday. So if you show up to any of our wrestling events, Doc is there. He's celebrating. Number four, I'm not quite sure. You're going to have to come in and find that one out. And number five, rule number one. If Doc ever asks you what rule number one is, Doc's an idiot.
Rule number one.
Rule number one. Rule cheers number to Doc. One.
Thanks, Doc.
Cheers.
Thanks, Doc. So we're drinking Hazy Valley. This is a beer we brought out last year. It was kind of pioneered in Spring Valley, and then we released it. We fine-tuned it a little bit, and this is going to be a new year-round beer for us. Mm-hmm. This is kind of the first time we've said that really anywhere. But this one will be our new year-round hazy option starting this month with the release and going onward. It's a lower alcohol hazy. It's a very nice drinker in the summer. It's kind of a straw-colored, very, very fruit-forward versus floral type of beer. Tropical notes. You're going to get a lot of that from Idaho 7, which I'm a big fan of now. You have a long, complex relationship with Idaho 7. But I really enjoy it in this beer. We complement it nicely with a couple other additions, and check it out this month. It's one of my favorites, and it'll be available year-round now throughout our entire distro area.
Personally, it is a bittersweet announcement for me because as much as I like this one, it pains me to see that Lunar Wolf will be taking a couple months off. It breaks my heart. It's definitely changed the way that I've looked at Hazy's, being a double with the richness and warmth of it. But this is a really nice contrasting option that I think everyone will enjoy.
Yeah, and I think with this one, we definitely wanted to lower the alcohol. A lot of our rotators are purposely higher. A lot of the taproom options tend to be that way too, but this one, it's the lower end of what you'd see for an IPA, and we purposely wanted at that point, not just to do it, but we thought we could get a little better flavors to shine through with the citrus notes.
Mm-hmm.
So cheers.
Cheers.
So for distribution news this month, Duluth is going to be where it's at, especially at one of our longest running accounts in the Twin Ports, the 7 West in Superior. We will be the brewery of the month for the entire month of July. Probably going to get up there and have a couple little giveaways. We're going to have a big prize giveaway at the end of the month. We'll have a few beers on tap. So if you're in Duluth, check out 7 West and Superior, grab one of our beers, and you're going to get a chance to win some cool stuff from us. I'm working on maybe doing something with some of the Firewater guys up there for the Whiskey Meyer show at the end of the month.
Fun.
But don't quite have news on that yet. So no. Check out our socials. We'll see if we can get something posted.
To be determined.
To be determined. Maybe we'll get Zeb on here soon and we can recap it. I'll let you know. Otherwise, obviously, Booster Days. It's Hudson's big festival. It is June 30th to July 1st this year. So really the first year it hasn't encompassed 4th of July. Mm-hmm. Fireworks, music. Speaking of the Devils, Firewater will be playing the show again. But it's a great town festival. Check it out. Otherwise, we're pretty heavy on July 8th. We have our first ever event in Trempolo, which is going to be kind of cool to check out. It's a little ways down the river, but it's a gorgeous town. Nice little beer fest. And then, of course, it's the Shetek Brew Fest. So for any locals looking for one of the bigger, more popular, quickly selling out festivals, get your tickets now.
Now tell me, where would I find these two locations? Where would one find Trempolo?
Trempolo is the Wisconsin side of the Mississippi River. Just, I think it's about 20 minutes north of La Crosse.
Okay.
If you pull out your magnifying glass on a map, you might be able to find it.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone also has a supercomputer in their pocket, so just Google it. But if you can't spell it, good luck. It's like French. It's weird. But really gorgeous town. One of the like hidden gems of like driving. Just go really slow because it's a lot of switchbacks. Mm-hmm. And then Shetek, just a little bit north of Eau Claire.
Okay.
Very event heavy around the 4th of July. Wow. Check it out.
Yeah, that'll be a good time. As far as the tap room news go, we have our slushy machine up and running. Great for patio season. We'll be featuring Fight Milk. It is our War Crow Hazelnut Hard Coffee Seltzer. And we'll also be featuring a non-alcoholic blend. It's going to be a sweet fruit combination. Sometimes right now we have blue raspberry lemonade. We'll be switching it up often. And I'm very happy to announce that we do have our 2023 sticker set. It's been finalized. All of the votes were calculated. And I'm really excited to see how everything turns out. So going to have to wait and see what we got. Maybe it'll be a picture of Doc's face. Maybe it'll be a picture of Carl in a box. You're going to have to wait and find out, but you can get him in the tap room. So I'm very excited about it. And if you didn't get your suggestion made into a sticker this year, we're going to be doing it again next year. So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, that went over really well. Thanks, everyone, for chiming in.
It was a lot of fun to get everyone's input. And it may be too early to announce, but we might have another little very exclusive piece of merchandise that you can dip into this one, and we will come back at a later date. But to go into the monthly events.
That's all you okay, fine.
Gotta tease them. Monthly events. Every month on Mondays, we will be hosting Red River Fencing Mondays at 6:30. Every Wednesday, we have trivia, 6 o'clock. Every Thursday, it's going to be game night. On the first and third Thursdays, we have a pinball tournament. We have Thirsty Thursdays on the second. It's going to be a combination of either board games, Jackbox games, and then Dungeons and Dragons. It's going to be the last Thursday of every month. And we have live music every Friday from 6 to 8. This month, we're going to be featuring Froggy Martian Boys, Sarah V, Oatmeal Band, and Zeb. And we have food trucks some of the month featuring Deep Roots Foods. Very tasty.
Quick aside here. Yeah. We had a little conversation about the fencing. I'm just wondering, how did the plank fencing for the llamas work last month?
Oh, not great. Turns out they were goats, not llamas, and they ate the fence.
Oh, God. How do you even keep goats fenced in?
I mean, that's why I have to go back to fencing club this month.
Better check it out this month, then. How to fence goats.
And as for the bigger events throughout the month of July, July 12th, from 2 to 6, we are featuring the Dog Day Afternoon special event. It's going to be a special celebration of our furry companions, and it just happens to be Carl's first birthday party.
Just happens to
be.
Carl!
And whom is Carl?
Carl's my boy.
Yeah, he's a good boy. We're going to be featuring dog treats, dog beers, might have a costume party, a pool party, and it's going to be 4 continuous hours of Who Let the Dogs Out.
Oh, my God.
On Saturday. I mean,
that sounds like a great time.
Hey, you got to do everything for little Carl.
Carl.
So how many dog beers are equal to 1 person beer?
7.
Seven.
That was straight up.
Come on.
He had the calculation set.
Well, everyone knows. It's common knowledge. Wrestling returns Saturday, the 22nd. Ironheart is going to drop some elbows, leg locks, and we're going to have a lot of entertainment and just fun, whether you're a wrestling fan or just looking for a fun activity. And it's going to end the month with Rock the Lot, episode 3, Saturday, the 29th. It's going to be featured. We're going to have foods by Olive Foods Catering Company, a boutique catering company by husband and wife Phil and Lauren. Both have been in the food service industry and hospitality for more than a decade as executive chef and instructors. They emphasize innovative comfort food that is approachable, unique, and it's ultimately delicious. And then 2 acts I'm really excited for. We have the musical stylings of Cook County, 90-minute set from 4 to 5:30. They are an alternative folk rock band from Minneapolis with a deep-rooted love from the North Shore. Wide range of influences, classic rock from the 60s and 70s and contemporary folk. And they emphasize harmony, kind of in the style of Fleetwood Mac, weaving male and female strong vocal melodies. It's a balance of originals and covers. And after that, we are featuring Lemon Lob, a band that I am super excited about. 90-minute set from 6 to 7:30. The lead singer's voice has an intense and unique character that you can't help but be captivated by from the first note. The full band and instrumentation perfectly complement the vibe. Started as a brother-sister duo, they've been playing together since they were tiny tots. All original music, and they call themselves Library Rock. It's a mashup of folk, jazz, blues, and rock, and I can't wait for everyone to hear them.
I think you're their biggest fan.
They are fantastic. I heard them for like 30 seconds, and I'm like, yeah, in some way, we need to have them.
Yeah, James was texting me after and was like, yeah, I'm obsessed.
Yeah, you guys got to hear them.
So we should do a little bit of call out, because this will be the 6th-year anniversary of Rock the Lot, mm-hmm. which is...
Oh, wow.
You know, something we did our first year and a little bit our second. COVID kind of shut it down and scheduling and all that. So this is our first summer outside of our first two that we have really leaned into bringing Rock the Lot back. But a big part of it about it is just celebrating music, beer, local food. Mm-hmm. There's nothing. It sounds bad to say there's nothing that original about it. We have a. But it's pure, and we want to do new things with it.
Exactly.
We have a really nice space with our lot, if you haven't really checked it out. But it leans into having a nice outdoor acoustic band, or not acoustic band. Yeah. The acoustics are great for a nice summer outdoor band. Food truck, beer. It's just the classic thing, what you'd want to experience on a summer at a craft brewery. And we've really gone to some new directions with music this summer.
Yeah. And I really didn't want to try and reinvent the wheel or try and do something out of, you know, for the sake of trying something different when it works so well, and just keep it simple and have great food, great music, and great beer.
It's a trifecta, actually.
which the first one was our debut of Space Force. Mm. That was the very first Rock the Lot we did. So it's kind of cool that 6 years in, we're bringing Hazy Valley online, mm-hmm. as the first year-round beer we've done, really since Space Force came on, that joined Viniscansen and Crooked. Yeah, so
that'll be exciting.
Yeah, this is. I'm pretty excited for this event.
Yeah, me too.
Cool.
I still can't believe you guys got the name Space Force.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great story.
So for any new listeners, we own the trademark on Space Force, which still hasn't become a legal thing, other than Netflix hits us up about every 2 years before a new season drops. I'm not kidding.
Every new season?
Okay. I'm not joking.
Let's not kid ourselves. If we think there's going to be more than one season of that,
there's two.
There's two.
There are two.
But also the same time.
I'm sorry. I watched the first episode. And like, I was just sad. It's supposed to be a comedy, and it just made me feel hollow.
It's no double IPA.
I talked to their lawyers occasionally. I really enjoyed that show. I really did.
I also like how the lawyers have to hit up the lawyer because they don't know that this guy actually practiced law before.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he just practiced, though.
Ouch.
Not still, though.
But yeah, we do own the trademark on Space Force for food and beverage, which is, I'm going to go lawyer here, kind of a weird, unique issue because you can't trademark something the government owns. Like, you can't trademark the Marines. But we got the trademark before Space Force existed. So we'll see what happens. Probably nothing. But it's just kind of fun.
We had it first. That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. And Netflix. They got it for, like, everything else.
This is our time to shine.
Yeah, well, I will dare say I think our beer will be around longer than that show. Oh, dropped it there. All right.
Harsh.
Well, that was a good segment on copyright law.
So they should do better.
Oh, I am not putting this out there. I'm gonna need some heavy editing on this episode. All right. With that, I'm gonna say thank you to everyone for tuning in, and cheers to all of our listeners, except you, Brady. You really fucked up. You can find our beer throughout the St. Croix Valley, all of western and northern Wisconsin, from La Crosse to Wausau, Eau Claire, and especially north of Ates, and the beautiful twin ports of Duluth and Superior and the always down to party St. Cloud. If your local establishment doesn't have our beer on tap or on the shelf, please ask them. Thank you for tuning in this month, and if you have any questions, comments, or things for the good of the group, hit us up on Facebook at Hop and Barrel Brewing, Instagram at Hop and Barrel, TikTok at Hop and Barrel, and you can always send a message to Casey at feedback@blindninjastudios.com. Catch you next month. Cheers. I know it's been a while, but damn, I miss those times when the fire and smoke held comfort in its disguise. But the smallest cinders burn away so much of who we are. Take care not to get too high that you can't come down. Brother, brother, let me take you home. I think I've come across this pain that you're running from. Brother, brother, can you see what you've become? I know how hard you fought this pain that you might belong.